Is it a frame to hold wood as you would cut it?
Oh, well, if you're going to cut it with a saw, I don't know what that's called. It's a big long deal, and you lay your log on there, and then it pushes up. You have to push the thing right up against the saw, and then that saws the wood.
Now, were those X's or A's the form of those that they would use?
Well, they were just straight. And
so
it was
like this?
Yeah.
And was that a sawhorse?
Oh, saw. Is that what you're talking about, sawhorse?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's just a plain wooden tube of four or something with tube of fours put on it for legs.
Now, this other thing was different. The one you were talking about.
Yeah, that's a different deal. A sawhorse, they're called.
Uh-huh. Okay. What about any other outbuildings we haven't talked about?
Well, there's garages,
uh-huh,
and granaries. And
this is before the days of indoor plumbing?
Oh, yeah. We never had plumbing in this country until, not too many years ago. We didn't have power in here until 1930-something. We didn't have.
But what would they call those buildings outside that you're in?
Well, they're granaries and bunkhouses. They have bunkhouses. Of course, that's where the men stay, is in the bunkhouses.
Uh-huh. Did they call those other buildings, they call them outhouses? Or, I mean, the outside bathroom?
Oh, yeah. Well, we call them toilets.
I see.
Outside toilets. That's what they call them.
So that's what you would call them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about, did they ever build walls out of stone?
Yes, a lot of these buildings. There's right up here, where just above where my son lives, there's a part of a stone house up there that used to be a stage stop years ago. And part of it's still up there yet.
And any fences out of that?
I don't know. The people that owns it, their name is Grandy, and they have cattle, and they've tore practically everything down. But that's where the Oregon Trail used to go through here, you know, and cross the river, yeah.
What about different types of plows?
Well, there's the gang plow and the disc plow and moldboard plow. There's several different kinds.
Well, what's the basic difference in?
Well, a disc plow is, they have usually, they're round discs. There's one sitting out there now. But they're the round discs, and they usually have two sets of them. And they're split in the middle. They have, I don't know how many discs they have on each side, but they're split, and when you plow, no, I'm talking about a disc. Are you talking about a disc? Well, their disc plows are that way too.
Okay.
And then there's the ones that just takes just the plow share. That's just a iron share that goes on it, and you have to keep them sharpened, you know.
I see. And you mentioned a third type of.
Well, the sulky plow is just maybe two plows on it, where these others are, they call them a turn plow, and that you go so far, and when you come to the end, you take your, you can turn it with a tractor. Yes, there's a gear on it that you can, and it flips over to another, there's three rows of plows on it, you know.
Now, what about, have you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
No.
Okay. What about a buck scraper? Have you ever heard of that? Or types of...
Fresno?
Yeah, Fresno.
Okay, yes, my dad's used it many years.
Now, did he ever use the term buck scraper, or he always used the
one
word
Fresno? One was Fresno, and one was a scraper. And the Fresno was a bigger deal. It's made all the same. But you pull in with horses, and you fill it, and then there's what they call a jerk line on it. There's a big iron deal, and you have
a bar?
Yeah.
It was a jerk line?
Yeah, it's a jerk. And you have to, when you get it loaded, you pull on that, and that turns it over and empties your Fresno or your scraper.